whether you're getting away or getting amongst it. Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy with the Holden Colorado. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, big fella. Welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, Dangerous Dave.
Michael Jane, hi.
Here we go again, you lot. Let's get ready to rumble.
Yes. I've got a school update. It was for some people in some states, the first English exam was today of the VCE.
The high 12. Excitement at your house, yeah. No doubt.
Well, excitement, yes. School photo touch-ups. I don't mean touch-ups like that. I mean people wanting to do photoshopping on their children's photos. Wow. It is a possibility at some schools.
I wish I could travel back in time. I wish the service was available.
My God.
How dare you? This is our new segment that's going gangbusters. It's full as a gug.
Stand by too. This is America. I've
Nadal.
Got the most...
Nadal's going to make a mention.
Nadal is going to because he only had a less than 24-hour honeymoon.
This is America,
This is America, yes. We found from Jimmy Kimmel has done a mashup of Trump and Obama post... nabbing a high-profile ISIS leader.
All right,
it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
And Kanye West gets around. So it's an all-American nutbag edition of This Is America. Our mate and one of the best chefs in this country, as we speak, Scotty Pickett.
He's coming in.
He's coming in to talk us through the latest trends.
Well, we know we love talking about food. You know I was nearly chosen to be,
too much vegan talk, not enough meat talk.
Yes. We'll ask him about the new show.
He cooks one of the great steaks.
Yeah, with Matt and, ask him about Matt and Gary and not having me on that show. See what he thinks of that.
You should do a show with Scott.
I should.
I should eat everything you cook.
There you go. There's something.
It's a win-win-win.
Chappelle Corby's been doing the rounds today. Very interesting. She's been very honest, very open. We're going to hear a little bit about what
she's been saying. Maybe too much information. In fact, I might take her off my list today.
What?
Hang about.
And, Merrick Watts.
What?
It's a very busy show today. Merrick Watts is coming. We're going to talk about Halloween.
We're going to take your calls. We're going to take your tweets. There's so much to get through.
It really is, but I don't even know how you managed for how long, how many hours you lost.
What's happened?
Bring it up.
Again, this is crazy. He lost his phone.
No. I didn't lose it.
Did you know that, where did
I left it in the back
of a car.
Of a car.
Why couldn't you get it back sooner?
Fortunately, it was your chauffeur. So
I beg your pardon.
So I managed, I knew where it was, but then I couldn't, because I didn't have a phone, so I couldn't contact anyone to say, can you...
Yeah.
Speak to the people. Be so. Man. I had to send an email.
But in your
car. How good's that?
Yeah, but
email. Have you emailed?
What
anyone?
On your phone?
No, have I emailed anyone?
Do you email?
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
So
you just type it in, and off you go, bang, send.
But you know that you're
send, and you wait for the sound. You go.
Hang on, let me turn your mic up. How's it go again?
Is that an iPad or do you have an actual?
How long has this been going on?
Do you have a keyboard?
Yeah. Although I kept sending it, but all I was doing was forwarding it. You know, when you
back
forward
to yourself,
it,
probably.
Keep coming back.
Mick, you know that you can look up, if you're in Apple, you look up address book.
Yeah.
Because it's all in the cloud and you could have found the phone number toot sweet.
My phone. You could have logged into your Apple account and find my phone.
What type of cloud? So the cumulonimbus.
What are you talking about?
What's the Apple Cloud? Strata. What's the Apple? Mate, what are you talking about? I don't know.
Hey,
so guess what I did? I ran around to my mum's house and made a phone call.
This feels like 1950.
Yeah.
Run around the corner, and you're an island, and you're a small town.
She had the number of my driver, so then I managed to do it. So anyway, we've all left stuff in the back of a car. What did you leave? You left something.
I left a coat at the Radio Awards on the back of my chair because you were pressuring me to leave fast.
I would have got that down to forensics. Your coat,
would you be?
There are five different shades of Shiraz.
Don't say that. I don't have any red.
A bit of Merlot.
I hardly drank. No, I didn't drink a lot because it was Sauvignon Blanc. I didn't like to drink.
You were a bit quiet on the.
No, you could sniff your coat.
Don't you talk about me and sniffing?
And go, that's a nice 66.
Shut up.
It's a 66 Merlot.
Anyway, I emailed the centre on the Sunday when I realised I'd left it there.
Yeah. See?
And
emails. Well done.
Then I had it by Tuesday.
How did my Tuesday? What, it goes snail mail?
Express mail. Post.
Express post.
That's fast.
Yeah.
That's fast. So thank you very much for sending it back to me. The
Brisbane what about this International person? Convention what about Center? This person? This is amazing. A musician who left a rare 18th century violin. Oh.
That's terrible.
How do you leave that
on a train?
He said he was really tired because he had been, I'd been doing a big night. I'd been at Abbey Road doing a big session. I was really, really tired, exhausted, and he left it on the train.
I think a lot of people have left Abbey Road studios tired and exhausted, but they haven't still know how to walk across a road.
Do you know what this story is?
It's a violin featured in Harry Potter and James Bond films. He's left it on a train.
Oh, but why don't you hand that in? I mean, what kind of idiot?
That wouldn't last long on the Frankston line. Let me tell you
but
right
that's
now.
That's terrible. What do you know? Must know it belongs to someone. What are you going to do with a bloody violin if you don't play it?
You know.
It's terrible. He's contacted the lost property in British Transport and no one's handed it in. Hand it in.
Yeah, exactly.
God, that annoys me.
Or give it to Andre Rieu.
He needs it.
Well, he's been touring with Andrea Bocelli.
Well, if you knew that was Andrea Rieu's, you wouldn't return
it,
would you?
No, I would not. Yeah. I'd fiddle away on it. I'd do Devil Went Down to Georgia. He was looking for a stall to steal.
What's happening?
You know.
What is that? We'll break in and we've broken it.
Charlie Daniels Band.
Did you see this for the most things that have been left in the back of an Uber? A full set of $18,000 gold teeth.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's not bad.
Still trying to work out how someone else.
A breast pump with breast milk.
Oh, well, that can easily happen.
No, that must be Uber Eats. A Lego championship wrestling belt. Come on, people. A mannequin. Hello.
A mannequin.
Who knows? Anyway, it's had a happy ending. Anyway, guys, if you do lose your phone, send an email.
You've got it back.
All right.
Send an email. Thanks for that tip. Mr. Tech.
That's right. Don't forward it, though. You've got to send it.
Right.
Thanks
much. The folded-up plane.
Yeah. Tell me more, oh wise one.
Go to the folded-up plane one.
Oh, Bill Gates
paper plane.
Over here.
Send.
Thanks to Holden, Colorado.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
John Mayer
on
Kennedy Molloy.
You were just saying if you met him, there'd be trouble. Off air, you'd said that. Yes, you're not denying it. But you have. I've seen a picture of you at the Logies rolling around on the carpet outside the men's
toilets. No, that was Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, right.
It's a big difference who I roll around outside the men's toilets in a Logies dress with.
I stand corrected and I apologise.
I would know if I had a photo with John Mayer.
Remember John Mayer was on the panel once?
Yes, he was.
He was on the panel and he was behind us and he was about to sing. He was a huge star at the time and we were just winding up and he started talking to us, and so he's ready to go to the piano.
He's about to sing a song.
He's about to sing a song, and he started talking to us. Yes. And after about a couple of questions, I've got a bit bored with it. I said, mate, any danger of the song?
I think he went into this one. He started playing this.
That's awesome.
So that does it for you. John Mayer or the song? What is it? Is it or the lethal combination of the two?
Correct. Yeah. The lethal combination of the two.
A lot of ladies like John Mayer.
They do. He's been out with a lot.
I think he's quite obliging in that department. Hey, guess what? I think you're half a chance.
I think I might be.
Do you know what? I would be chaperone you. If you're in the presence of John Mayer, I would have your back. I would be.
I don't need you. Thanks.
You have her home by 8 o'clock, Mr. Mayer.
How upstanding of you.
All right. Now, listen, you've got some big news from home. I know your world is in turmoil at the moment with school. Not turmoil, but there's a lot going on.
Exams.
You've got a lot of plates in the air.
It's an English exam today.
It's a year 12 English exam. Yes.
Everywhere around the state, it's all different. New South Wales.
Everyone's going
through
this.
And
so
when it's
happening?
Over, don't worry about, you know what, who cares what everybody gets? I keep saying, who
go
cares
and get
what
pregnant
your
on the Gold Coast.
Well,
go
you
the
can
Gold Coast,
now.
Get pregnant.
At schoolies.
Make a stupid mistake.
Here you go. Well, you know, schoolies will happen.
So
apparently
schoolies.
In my house it's happening. But this is
I'm,
where
I'm
I
going,
go.
You know I go.
You are not going.
I'm a toolie. No. I've told you I'm a toolie.
You're too old to be a toolie.
You're not going if my daughter and her mates are going.
I'm a toolie.
No, you are not.
I'm going to host my own toolies week.
Well, listen to this.
This is where we...
A Brisbane mother says she's appalled by a new partnership between schoolies. You know schoolies is an entity? You know it's an actual business, schoolies.
Right, really?
Yes, and you go schoolies and you can find out where to rent a place.
Can I become a member?
I think you have to have just left school, not 30 years ago, 40 years ago in your case. A Brisbane mother says she's appalled that a partnership has sprung up between schoolies and Tinder. And I get what she means. So a email went out to the schools because a lot of these kids are over 18, right?
Yeah,
the whole mantra of safety is an issue, but this this Tinder email said, Tinder's coming to schoolies in 2019 to help you make every single moment count. Right. And it features the hashtag single not sorry. So what it's saying is when you're up on the Gold Coast or in Bali, Byron, or wherever you go, you've got the hashtag single not sorry saying it's fine. You don't have to have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. You can just hook up whenever you want. Now, this is where I understand where the mum's coming from. At schoolies, you worry about your kids being away and all the boozing and whatever goes on.
Right.
But you want everybody to be together.
They think your kids worry about their parents.
Well, that's
all the boozing that goes on. They'll be worried. She'll be worried on schoolies week. Hi, I better check in with mum.
It is a little bit of an absolutely fabulous relationship that goes on in our house, I will say. But what the problem is, they're encouraging girls to go off and just hook up with someone and go and leave the group. So what you want to be is you want to be all in one big click together, and you don't want people going off random.
Jane, I think that's the whole Tinder thing, isn't it?
But why do you
It's a service for singles, and you're up there and you're single.
Schoolies is different. Schoolies is not about Tinder.
Mm. I think you're giving Tinder a bad rap there. Our producer, Jay, met his partner on Tinder.
I'm not giving Tinder a bad rap.
Well, James, young James over there, he's on some private schoolboy app.
Yeah.
It's dodgy as hell.
I'm saying Tinder's great.
Probably come up on that schoolies week. He could get away at schoolies week.
Yeah, absolutely.
Words in my mouth, by the way. My beef is it doesn't need to be at schoolies.
They're 18. They're going to get knocked up. Then you may as well do it on Tinder.
All right, I've had my say there. That's enough.
You genuinely concerned about that association, or are you being kind of funny?
No, I'm not being kind of funny.
How would you have done it in your day? What would you have done?
Just see someone.
Five Bacardi breezes, a couple of West Coast coolers.
Well, you just crack on. Then what happened to those old days?
What happened to cracking on? What happened to your friend holding your hair back?
Honestly.
While you let it rip. Go and pash some bloke.
This is a business opportunity that they are.
So that's what offends you.
It does.
It's not the fact that you.
It does offend me because you didn't think of the whole schoolies thing. Rakov, it's not your thing. When they all come back from schoolies, then they can go on Tinder if they want.
Feel free to give us a call about your thoughts on Tinder.
1-3-5-3.
Tinder or schoolies or schoolies stories. But we'll come back and continue this. Done with school.
All right, stand right. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
It is. Hey, by the way, Friday we do this. We do Mick's GoFundMe, right? It's Thinking Man Shark Tank, as you call it.
Well, it is, and it's for big ideas. Yeah. I've got a couple. I won't do them myself because people get onto my ideas.
Oh, okay, yes.
I've got an absolute
Because you're a
ripper.
Genius. Yeah. You have so many amazing.
I've got one that's going to make me $1 billion.
Okay, well, you've got an idea.
Might fund myself.
Why don't you do that? Then you don't have to do any
if you call
work.
Now 1-3-3-5-3, you can jump the queue ahead of Friday's at Mick's GoFundMe. So 1-3-3-5-3, you might get yourself $500.
I'll be out of here so quickly.
No, I'm sure.
So quickly. You wouldn't
you'd remember your mates.
You're not a team player at all.
This seat swiveling and empty and then the door shutting. Hightail it out of here. You apologise for going Tinder because a lot of people use it as a legitimate service and they...
Stop putting words in my mouth.
Dave, if you were single, you'd be on Tinder?
Be no chance. I'm not. That's it. If something happened...
Stop it. Everybody, please, use your common sense. What? I did not say anything of the sort about Tinder.
Why can't you be happy for single people who are just trying to find some happiness in their life?
I've encouraged people to be on Tinder all the time.
I'd go on it, but I can't because I'm famous. imagine that.
Okay,
I've got one for you.
Mick Malloy. I've got one for you to go on. It's called Raya.
It'd be a queue a mile long. It'd be like,
are you listening? Are you listening to me?
Nah. What?
I've got one for you.
What is it?
It's called Raya, and you have to be a sort of a celebrity. Oh, well, that's you, to be on it.
Wow.
I'm furious. Stop saying I'm going on Tinder.
What happens on Raya? Take that back.
Yeah.
Take it back.
You've got a very...
Look
down your nose at people on dating apps. You do. We've had so many conversations about this.
We have had none.
You said you may as well give up.
If I could be bothered, I would storm out of the studio right now.
Is that how Dr. Chris met the Bachelorette?
That's a sore point.
Mate,
listen.
They're just such a good couple.
They actually do.
Do you think they're not? That's a match made in heaven.
Same network. They look adorable.
She'd drive him mad.
I imagine them home between the sheets.
I'm cold again.
Boogada boogada.
Listen. Don't talk about Chris.
What did you say? You've got a
Raya.
Dating app for
it's
me.
It's called Raya.
What's Raya?
It is an exclusive app for celebrities who are looking to date. And a bit like you.
That's me.
Just are a bit big for their boots and don't want to be with the common people.
Yeah.
And you have to
And
be,
how do you get on it? So well, who's on it? Who else? It's other like celebrities?
It's a secret society.
So who
really.
Do you know who's on it?
Well.
Warnie?
Joe Jonas.
Oh, yeah, from the Jonas Brothers.
Well, not chicks.
Warnie.
What about chicks?
Olympia Valance went on it.
Oh, yeah, from that.
What about her Valance? Is her mum on it?
Valance. Is her mum on it? Her mum's taken. Olympia Valance went on it, and she has met her current boyfriend, Tom Bell Chambers, who's a very hot hunk who plays
footballer.
For Essendon Football Club.
Yeah. So I'm a chance here. How do I get on it?
Okay.
Is it like a bit of a secret society?
Yes, it is. You need somebody you haven't offended to recommend you.
Sounds a bit dumb.
Remove your clothes.
That's a rare date.
Do you know what? Maybe. Can I have your phone? Because
yeah,
I'm going to sign
I wouldn't have
you
thought
up.
So.
Come on, let's do it.
That's a no.
You know what? No, I'm just going to.
Hey,
oh, no,
if I can give you my phone.
Have I got Warnie's number?
I've got Warnie's number.
Okay, okay. Let's text Warnie in the ad break and say, could
Warnie,
you please,
I went in. Can I see if he has to introduce me? Do you have to
he
introduce?
Has to introduce you so that you can just be accepted.
And what's my rare shot, like a Tinder shot? So me and my lolly bags.
Oh, this is going to be difficult.
Just a flat out dick pic.
No,
you don't.
What about?
No, I'm going to pick a really nice photo of you.
What
I've seen a nice photo somewhere.
What about me draped across a
no.
grand piano?
No. Are you serious about this? Do you really want me to help you?
Looking like David Niven. What about
Courtney Love's on it?
Me?
Is she on your list?
Courtney Love.
Courtney Love. You could date her.
That's awesome.
All right.
I think this is a real, I'm really excited. It's called a private membership-based social network application for iOS. You know all about
but,
that.
Yeah, but, you know, it'll be all age appropriate. I'll end up with someone from Studio 10 or something. You know, it'll be like, look, here we go. It's knee-deep in.
Well, could be you and Carrie-Anne.
That's not a bad.
Carrie-Anne.
That is a good match.
You know what?
I'm going to push for that.
That's a good match.
I think that is a terrific match.
Top sort. I know. She's gone bonkers.
No.
Well, what about you? What are you?
Oh, mate, I'm a catch.
Come on.
Do you know what? Does it have an Uber rating, like an Uber? Because I'd be like a 5-star. I'd have a 5-star rating.
Five out of what? 50?
Five-star rating.
You've got tickets on yourself, don't you?
You should definitely.
I'm the business.
I think you should definitely go in
I'm
this.
A good-looking rooster. I go off like a firecracker in the sack. I'm hung like a horse.
Stop
I mean, what,
it.
Ladies, do all you right. want?
Putting everyone
what
off.
Else
do you want me to sign you up? Give me your phone.
All right, we'll do this in the break. I'll have a partner by the time we finish.
All right, stand
Hooray.
By.
Ben Affleck's on it.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
America. Only in America.
America is the greatest country in the world.
America.
Greatest country on the planet.
Don't get you slipping.
Crazy, kooky American public.
God bless America.
Americans. They're crazy.
There it is.
All right. None
I love
so
Team America,
crazy.
Can I just say?
I know. Yeah, I about that the other day.
We're having this off-air conversation. Yeah. I put it in my top 10 films of all time, not really? Just comedy, but it is one of the most extraordinary,
yes.
original.
So clever.
Just it ticks every box. All right, what do you got?
I've got something that really made me laugh out loud today. Yeah. It's doing the rounds. You might have seen it
yes.
on your social media. Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
And I presume he or his writers, they've had a clip during his late show on Monday night. And it's comparing President Trump's recent announcement that
al-Baghdadi
had died and the way he described it. And it compared it with President Obama's 2011 address announcing the death of Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
Osama bin Laden. And they've done a bit of a mashup just to listen to the
compare.
Difference. To compare the two.
One's a statesman.
Yes. Well, are you ready?
All right. Here
okay,
we go.
Sit back
this
and
is
enjoy.
Your leader, America. Well chosen.
When Obama went on TV to announce that they'd killed bin Laden, he spoke for 9.5 minutes. Trump yesterday did 48 minutes on this. And for further comparison, we thought it might be fun to mash up Trump's speech about al-Baghdadi with Obama's about bin Laden. And we were right, it was.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead.
The United States launched a targeted operation against that compound.
They did a lot of shooting, and they did a lot of blasting, even not going through the front door. You know, you think you go through the door. If you're a normal person, you say, knock, knock, may I come in?
After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
He died like a dog.
But his death does not mark the end of our effort.
A beautiful dog. A talented dog.
We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation.
And I don't get any credit for this, but that's okay. I never do. And here we are.
May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
And I'm writing a book. I think I wrote 12 books. All did very well.
Only in America. If you vote for him this time, you know what you get. We'll make an excuse.
How can we get this to America? Well, don't worry. 3.2 million views so far in the States. And I think that's what they have to keep doing, is just pummeling forth that sort of information. Speaking of, now, I have another one person in my sights in America. I used to be a big fan of this guy. I really was. Not so much anymore. No. Kanye West.
Who could well be
a president of the
United States. If you listen to him, he says he talks as if he will be.
He says
and
it.
And I would have thought once upon a time that was ridiculous. But
it's not.
Given the latest turn of events.
And given his relationship with the current president of the United States as well, his wife's relationship with the president of the United States.
All happening.
Kanye too now is holier than thou because he has become a Christian.
Is it born again? What is he?
I think it is born again.
Oh, is he just found religion?
Yeah. But he's almost like, oh, I'm sorry, he's like a cult leader in my view because now he had Sunday Sermon.
That's
his new album, which was dropped the other day, and I thought, I'm going to give this a listen.
Good
it's
Lord.
Crap.
Yeah.
Jesus sorry.
Is King, it's called, yeah.
It's really boring. That's my big issue with it. Not that it's about Jesus.
Mm. All right. Well, now, what's he come out and done?
All right, he's come out and done, he's received a $68 million tax refund since becoming God-fearing. This is his explanation of why.
Okay.
God, as humbly as I can put it, he's using me to show off. Last year, I made $115 million and still ended up $35 million in debt. This year, I looked up and I just got $68 million returned to me on my tax returns. And people say, oh, don't talk about these numbers. No, people need to hear someone that had been put into debt by the system talk about these kind of numbers now that they're in service to Christ.
Well done, Christ. Well
done,
Christ.
Isn't God handy?
You've got a $68 million tax refund. Wow. For Kanye.
I think a lot of people will be in that position as they go to their services on a Sunday and perhaps ask for the Lord's help in helping them in financial.
Only in America.
Only in America.
You are unbelievable.
That's
hey,
true.
We'll take a break when we come back closer to home.
Yes.
Who we got?
Scotty time.
Scott Pickett to join us right after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Our next guest, Scott Pickett, grew up on a farm near Adelaide and from a young age was considered one to watch.
I got into the industry when I was 14, just a young fella.
He's an award-winning chef, author and TV presenter and for years has found inspiration in his family.
Everybody's got their favourite recipe, you know. My grandmother made it for me, my mother made it for me. There's a real sense of comfort.
Please welcome to the show the man behind Estelle Bar and Kitchen, Matilda, St Crispin and Pickett's Deli, just to name a few, Scott Pickett.
We're already drooling in here. The minute you come in here, Scotty, and welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks, Scotty.
What we love
thanks.
About
I like
your,
the way you roll,
yeah,
Scotty.
We do.
I
think Triple M listeners will relate to you, and we all like this, because you're a great man of meat. And I'm saying
like
that in a nice
meat.
Way.
Yes.
And
you cater for all.
But yeah, we do.
I
we
would
do.
Say your strong suit, or one of your strong suits, is
and you like wood fired. You
wood
use wood firing food.
Yeah,
and why does it taste so bloody good?
Well, the fat drips over the charcoal and the wood in the embers. And
okay,
just
I just got to stiff
smoke.
You.
Yeah.
I hope your children aren't listening.
Can I say this?
Yeah, they've heard worse than that.
Are they?
I'm the chef.
I was in Melbourne recently and I went to your restaurant, Matilda, and I walk in the door and you've just got me from the moment I walk through the door. What is the smell?
The smell
what
is all the cherry wood, the Pinot grapevines, the apple wood and the red gum.
Oh.
But I just walk in and go, ding, I'm on. You've already engaged my senses.
Well, we went
big
for
tomahawk.
And I can see the tomahawks sizzling away in the background.
Yep. They're a great invention. We never used to get tomahawks in the butcher when I was growing up. What's all that all about?
Well, it's really they're leaving on the long rib. And so really you're taking out the intercostals or the rib or the short rib.
Yeah.
And they're just cutting it longer. And you.
So you've got the big, it's real caveman big. Stuff, isn't it?
Yep. Fred Flintstone time.
It is Fred Flintstone.
Stan Honk onto that.
So Mick and I were there.
2-3 kilo rib.
we took our boss to dinner there at your restaurant one night.
That's right.
And but Mick, you disappeared at one stage.
So I went. Well, I'm before, but you remember taking.
We were giving a tour.
You gave me a tour, and he snuck me in. So there was a Grange tasting
downstairs
for a corporate group.
Well, how lardy does that?
And you go quick, slap on a name tag. And next thing, I'm in there honking onto us like a '66 Grange. Going, this is fantastic. Pretending. I was with American Express or whoever it was.
Yeah, now, Scott, you were there at your restaurant, and that's what I want to see as a customer. Yeah. How hard is it to do that?
Well, now that I've got multiple, it's a little bit harder to be everywhere at once, but I am in the restaurants probably 6 days a week.
Yeah.
You should hire a couple of Scott Pickett-Luke-alikes.
A couple of sort of doppelgangers.
I reckon I'll have give it a go.
Just stand there and greet everyone.
I can just about do it.
But it is. A charm with a little bit of flame in the background. Is that Scott or Mick? Who is that?
Without doubt, it's one of the toughest industries in the world to work in. Yep. And you often think, what am I? Am I opening another restaurant? What am I doing? What am I thinking?
Well, I opened Bistore at Hotel Chadston on Friday. We've been in there this week. I've been sleeping in house and doing breakfast, lunch and dinner, just getting everything ready.
Really?
I haven't been enjoying the hotel the way that I would like to. But, you know, sometimes I just can't say no, and it's a great opportunity, and I get bored very quickly. So I'm like, yeah, right, let's do it. Let's go. Let's go.
You said 14, you started cooking at 14, and you mentioned your mother and your grandmother.
Yeah.
And that. Do you remember your first cooking experiences? Do you remember the moment you went, I'm good at this, or this, I like this. I like hanging out in the kitchen. Mm. I like learning about
I kind of fell into it because we're on the farm in Kangarilla, and we had a beautiful...
It's in South Australia?
Yeah, in South Australia, just near sort of like a bit like... It's near sort of Clarendon and McLaren Vale down south, about 40 minutes. Beautiful part of the world. And we had a veggie patch and we had herbs and we had cows, some ducks and some chickens. Oh. And so we read all this kind of stuff.
That's
so we
were menu, always sort of part of
it. Yeah, it is a great menu. Rhubarb, you know, some pear trees, some peach trees, everything on a beautiful little property. So that really sort of gave me the connection to the land and where it was. And I really wanted to save for a car at 16 to get your license in South Australia to drive from the country down to the city, see the boys and chase girls and go out partying. That was really the crux.
There's so always I got some motivation that is to do with women for male chefs.
Yeah. But I mean now, look, I'm in my early 40s now and I haven't done anything else. So this is what I've done all my life. So I'm in a really lucky position that I don't go to work anymore. I just wake up and live my life and happen to be running the restaurants
that's
and cooking.
Great to
so
hear.
I'm lucky.
What's your signature dish? Not signature dish. Say you're being executed tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's do a hypothetical.
Oh, okay.
You're on your last meal.
Yep.
You're being executed in the morning.
Yep.
They go, last meal, here it is. What do you want, Scotty?
What would yours
There'd
be
a few things on the buffet. It'd have to be a buffet.
It
could just be one plate.
A degustation?
Yeah. It might be 9 or 10 courses. I'd have to slide in like an extra large caprichosa there. I'm an anchovy and all that. A thin crust, you know, big dirty pizza at some stage.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, probably some Wagyu, maybe, you know, like a dirty tin of caviar or something as well. You know, sort of, you know, slumming it as well as going highbrow.
Mixing it up.
Yeah, completely.
Now, you're a lazy Susan for your last meal.
I'm really excited because you do have a cookbook out
as well.
Mention
the cookbook. What's the book?
Yeah. It's called Marriage of Flavors by Scotty Pickett and it's seasonal. So it's got all your seasons, so which is great because people like to now buy produce that is seasonal.
Well, we're coming up to Christmas. What's good right now? Coming up to Christmas, what should families...
Berries are coming in now. Cherries are coming in now. There's lots of seafood over summer.
Well, you would love that dish. That's kingfish with finger lime, which I love. That's the best invention Australia's ever come up with,
by the way. It is, isn't it? It's great.
The finger lime's extraordinary.
Like the caviar of the citrus world.
It really is delicious. And all these recipes... Even, dare I say, Mick, you could have a crack at because they're not.
Are they easy?
They're easy, very simple.
I'm a simpleton in the kitchen.
That's but they look so fancy, but they're simple. Step. Simple pair, like rock flathead. I love flathead fillets.
Love a good flathead.
Yeah, with grapes and almonds. Bang!
All right,
don't have to debone that one, Mick. Just knock the head off.
You can read me like a book. And it's a fantastic book. And unlike Jane's, I'd say that's not going to end up at a petrol station biscuit discount.
How very dare you?
No. That's a ripper. What's the name again?
It's called Marriage of Flavors. This is a good Christmas present. And I tell you what, you know, by getting cookbooks now, I'm very fussy with my cookbooks.
Yep. Mm.
This one, by the way, you've given me one, so that's why I've got
it.
Everyone,
she's thank got
you
mine. For that.
Well, the invoice is in the mail.
Hey, Scotty, thanks for swinging by,
thanks
for feeding and watering me over
the
years.
Come and visit soon.
I'm happy man.
Yeah, thanks very much. See you soon.
Scott Pickett joining us there. This is Kennedy Malloy. Up soon, Merrick Watts.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, Merrick Watts, friend of the show. He's not too far away.
It's a big second hour coming up.
How dare you? It's coming up as well.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, yes, it is.
That's full as a gook.
Yeah, it is.
You know what? Because I was going to talk about the also the photo. You know, we're talking about schoolies and schools, and there was the a mum received a form back from her school with her school photos and saying, would you like to have your school photo for your child photoshopped? There's the options. It says, this was on Twitter from Sam Walker. The girls have their school photo today. There's an option to airbrush the picture.
Wow.
They are 8 years of age.
Aww.
And it has in the list of what you want for the school photo, you can have name and grade, you can have the portrait size, basic retouching, removes blemishes, premium retouching, it's basic plus whitens teeth and even skin tone.
Oh, this is fantastic.
They're eight.
Going to put a boa restrictor around your neck or
make
you look like you drape you over the bonnet of a hot car?
You know, I'm annoyed about that.
What?
Because I wish they had it.
Wasn't available in your day. Yeah. Yours was in sepia tone, wasn't it? Was it one of those big...
like Sovereign Hill.
Yeah, that's right. That sort of island, you know, flashes with the smoke on, and...
Poof. Okay. Jeez.
I don't know what you think. You can get away with so much. One day I'm just going to burst into tears, throw my headphones on the desk.
You're a beautiful woman.
You are.
Hey, oh, well, now I don't believe you.
You know we hold you in the highest regard. Now, speaking of, you know one of my favourites and on my list is,
this is true.
Chappelle Corby.
Yes.
And Chappelle, I'm great to see her. She's released a book. I can't wait to get it. That'll be a bit of bedtime reading. That'll be like my 50 Shades of Grey. Now, Chappelle's on my list. I've always said I find her quite attractive.
She's interesting.
I always have.
You've said very attractive.
Very attractive from time to time. And... largely, and
often.
I saw her. She was on Studio 10.
Yeah,
she's being interviewed.
Yeah, she's doing the rounds.
She may have gone. I might have to take her off the list.
Why?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not sure she may be up to it physically.
What do you mean?
I'll have a listen. Here, she is talking about trying to have a baby with her partner.
Okay.
You guys are trying to have a baby
once a year.
Once a year, you try.
Yeah, I've been home for 2.5 years, and so I've been overseas in different countries and seen him twice.
Yeah,
wow.
I think you're going to need to get cracking.
She needs to have a little chat.
If you want to hang out with me. Unless she was in jail and that was a conjugal. You know I'm partial.
Yeah,
that's
your thing.
So if I was, I would take the once a year if it was a conjugal. So if she's in jail.
So that's enough for, because the fact it'd be conjugal,
I'll take the once a year.
See you through another 12 months.
That'll be enough. I'll be in preparation
Don't
for
Don't you get stuck getting excited
in preparation
now.
For that. It'll be like, you know, the pandas who only come into heat like for 3 days a year.
Don't put pandas and you in the same vision.
I'd be preparing. Yeah. Me and Wang Wang.
Don't.
Hey, here's something else she said in the interview with Studio 10. She paid tribute to her sister.
Mm-hmm. We were all in it together. My sister was just amazing. I wouldn't be here if... I didn't have my sister as my sister, and she's just over there. Hello.
Yeah. Hi, Mercedes.
Fair tribute. Well done. Mercedes was there all the time. My favourite bogan.
Oh.
Mercedes was very supportive and fought all the time.
I felt the mum. I thought Rosalie should have got a mention, though, because there's no Chappelle.
She
was outspoken. No Mercedes without the delightful Rosalie.
Don't you know what I don't know means?
I got the Where's My Camera as well. That was one of my favourite Rosalie.
Can we hear that?
Yeah.
Who took my camera? Where's my camera? Where's my camera? Where's my camera, Wyle? I need it. If you don't give me my camera, I'm going to make sure Mercedes divorces you.
Well, see, as a mother-in-law,
I'd like to be part of the whole family.
Yeah,
I just want to get in there.
That's how I sound in the morning. Where's your school cap? Where's your school cap?
All right. Hey, well done. Good to see you, Chappelle, out and about.
Well, yes.
We should get her on the show. We should talk about her book.
We should.
Well, I think we were offered to have her on the show. We
were. Were we?
I think
what happened? Was I not there?
No, you were there.
Yeah, my vote would have been just
on your list.
Mm. Well, let's just have a reconvene about it.
All right, well, we will. Hey, coming up next, the great Merrick Watts joins us.
Good on ya.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And what an hour it promises to be. How dare you?
How dare Jane you? Kennedy. Yes, it's our favourite segment at the moment.
He's up and running.
Yes.
Nadal, we'll get a mention.
And a fake licence plate that is done in the most ridiculous manner I've ever seen.
Okay, we'll get through all that. We'll take your course, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Merrick Watts' Grapes of Mirth events are working their way around the country in the coming months. And the last time he was in, Mick and Dange were working beautifully together, giving it a plug.
It's a great comedy show. It's coming to the Pyrenees in
Victoria at the Avoca Shire Turf Club. Grapesofmirth.com.au.
Where can we see it next?
Yeah, so the Pyrenees in Victoria at the Avoca Shire Turf
Take
Club.
Take that tone out of your voice when I'll ask you the same question twice, okay?
Apologies. My bad.
Let's find out where it's headed next as we welcome back to the show, Merrick Watts.
How did that gig go?
What now you know awesome, how I feel.
Tell me it went well, that gig.
It was awesome. I had an awesome time. Thank you very much. But I love hearing highlights that are, in fact, lowlights. That's the best part of a highlight is when you dig down. Hey, you guys going good?
Good. We were just having an off-air conversation where we were talking about the radio awards, and you turned your nose up at the wines that are served.
Because I'm a snob. And the beer's flat.
No, you're a sommelier, and the Grapes of Mirth is a brilliant blend of wine and entertainment. Next up at Nashdale, I believe. Nashdale Lane and Orange.
Orange. We love Orange. Big shout out to everybody, all our listeners. What was your issue with the wines?
No, it's booze. Booze at a lot of function centres, just in general, and particularly at the Australian Commercial Radio Awards, which are, seriously, on a global scale, really highly regarded. So congratulations to you for the award that you guys won there, which was best furniture in a glass studio or something, wasn't it? Was it the award for?
Pretty much.
But I was saying that the booze sometimes at those types of events awards, they're not actually that glamorous. The beer's always flat. Mm. And warm.
If you can get one. I actually ankle tapped a waiter who had a tray of beers.
We had an issue. I waited for one in the car park. We had an issue at the Logies this year. Mick was going, "Where are my beers? Where are they going?" And we had to present, and I just said, finally. The poor girl brought them over, and I said, "Look, you know, you better keep them coming for him." But she'd bring three at a time. So by the time we got on stage, he'd had 16 pots.
Yeah. Mick, you're off the sauce here.
And another thing.
My best ever, though, was
I went to the launch of Muriel's wedding. And it was the very first time I'd ever met Bill Hunter.
Oh, wow.
And I'm standing at the back of the room, and the head of Village Roadshow's on stage, and all the actors are in the room, and I'm standing next to Bill, and has the head of Village Roadshow goes, "Do you want a drink?" I go, "Yeah." He signals a waiter to come over with a tray of drinks and takes the tray. We then proceeded to drink
everything. That's how you bonded.
That's how we bonded.
Oh, it all makes sense.
It was a very
now.
Quiet trip home in the car for me.
You were so supportive that night.
Yes, I wasn't. I may have cost
makes
a lot.
Me, only makes me love the great man even more. Or both of you, actually, in real truth.
It was a good time.
Hey, you've just been in, I'm not making light of this, some Trangie and Narromine.
Yeah.
Narromine. And the drought situation is pretty dire, yeah?
Yeah, that's out past Dubbo. So I got to drive through Dubbo on the way through, which is, you know, for some people, that's a good way to do it. I actually love Dubbo, but went up to Dubbo Zoo. Yeah, exactly. But it's dry out there. It really is. The farmers are doing it pretty tough. And I was out there for a couple of days. And Trangie is about 70 k's west of Dubbo. And it was really dry. But it's amazing. I love how, you know, the Australian spirit, particularly those farmers who, you know, they're always, you say to them, "Oh, it's really pretty dire out here. Yeah. You know, you've lost a third of your livestock." And they go, "Oh, nah, somebody's got it worse than me. I'm the lucky one because I've got a cup of water." And you go, "Mate, you're not lucky."
Oh, my God.
"No, I've got a bottle of water in the car. I'm doing okay." And you go, "Oh,
holy."
I agree with you.
Great spirit there. Good people.
If there is an Australian persona that I like, it is just how brave and resilient that lot are. There's lessons to be learnt there for all of us.
I will say this, though. When I was going through my wardrobe to select some clothing, I tried to find the most country-looking options I could find because I just went, "I'm not going out there."
City guy.
Look at the shirt I'm currently wearing. For listeners right now, I look like a bad Tom Selleck, like a really bad.
I said, "That's a really cool shirt." And you said, "Jane, let's face it, it's a blouse."
I thought he was in his Halloween costume, right? What's he going to do?
Hey, speaking of Halloween, when we come back, we're going to talk about Halloween. I want to know your thoughts on it, Merrick. You've got kids.
Yep. Yeah, it's a big issue in my house.
Come to the dark side.
Cheerio to everyone in our regional areas, all our farmers, anyone out there doing it tough. Good on you. Chin up.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Merrick Watts is with us, by the way. He'll be playing at Nashdale Lane Wines, Orange in New South Wales on the 16th of November as part of the Grapes of Mirth, grapesofmirth.com.au.
What happened to the carafe? What happened to the carafe of wine?
Oh, and the half carafe. I used to love a good half carafe.
You get them in Greece.
What about a carafe of half carafe of orange and Moselle? Oh, Mosel and Orange, hey? Hello, still girls. Get us on.
Still turns my stomach. We're talking to Merrick Watts, who's dressed in a really, I really like his Hawaiian-style shirt.
Could I describe this to people who can't see Merrick? I'd like to show it to you. So that top is either gay guy or party guy, depending on how fat you are.
I have lost a lot of weight, so okay, open to new opportunities, Mick. I'll see where this goes.
It's a beautiful floral print.
Well, it suits you.
Quasi-Hawaiian.
It's a bit kind of Magnum P.I. Yeah.
It's a bit Magnum P.I.
But on a budget kind of Target, bought it from Target level.
Well, is that your Halloween outfit?
It will be my Halloween outfit.
There you go, sorted.
Halloween, of course, is tomorrow night, right? And it's a massively contentious issue in my household.
And why is that?
Well, because I don't like it.
Why?
I'm 45, so I've stopped liking things. And I'm now into not liking things. I enjoy not liking things. Oh. And Halloween's made the list of things I don't like. I also don't like reindeers because I know that they're actually just fictional. So all these.
But tell me, you don't like Halloween. And what's how does it affect you on a yearly basis? What is it about Halloween that bothers you?
What's your beef?
I'm being dragged into it because my wife is going trick or treating with the kids tomorrow night. Yeah. She's like, "Oh, it'd be good if you could come along." No, sorry, I'm busy not liking things.
That so I understand. I to walk
you have
around,
to be, you have to be at home when kids come and trick or treat you.
I stand behind the door where they can't see me, and I just make weird noises to scare them, and they just go, "Oh, actually." Yeah, and that's it. I become the scary guy, which is not a very good...
any night at your house.
No, scary guy's not good. The dad in our house has dressed up as a mummy.
Hang on a second. Hang on, you buried the lead.
What?
Robert Sitch.
He's dressed as a mummy. He sits on the front.
Well, one of this country's finest comic actors.
Well, it's a very easy costume. There's a whole bunch of bandages wrapped around.
I'm going to be round there trick-or-treating.
Well, we have rules.
Where's the mummy? Get the mummy out here.
Well, first of all, you have to be a child to enter the house, enter the gates of the house. Childlike or creepy.
So Grant Denyer can come along. He can come up to the gate. He's going to get in easily.
But look, it is a big deal, and Mick knows this. I love Halloween.
She goes all out.
I go all out. I'm the woman, the crazy woman who does the full on.
You've
decorate
had a crypt
the house.
In your front garden.
I have a full sound system hooked up with nice. A loop of scary sounds. So much so that children have walked in the gate crying. My work here is done.
It's just a speech by George Pell. It's just his defence on loop. That's what it is. That's a good idea.
I'll use that this year.
So what are you doing?
This year, as we speak, the boxes are being pulled out of the basement and all the cobwebs are going on the front gate. But how about this? In the paper the other day, there's a story about a woman in Mossman in Sydney, which is one of your posher suburbs.
It's very nice. I don't go there a lot, but I've heard it's lovely.
It's beautiful, and I have quite a few friends there actually.
It's the sort of place I'd like to burglarise.
It's gorgeous, and I do have friends there, but this woman was complaining about the cost of supplying the sweets and the candy for people who are arriving at the door. Do you know what she said she spends?
What?
$1,000.
What?
On candy. She says, so many children come to my neighbourhood. I was up to $1,000 spent on...
But what's she selling? Like a chup-a-chup the size of a basketball? Yeah.
What is wrong? She doesn't understand the rules. She goes, well, they just keep coming. No, you have to do 7 p.m.
And you're out.
All bets are off. I'll tell the children.
Take your whiskers
off. Take all the cobwebs off the front gate.
Yeah, done.
Doorbells. Shut I have creepy doorbells and all that. Take those off and no one's home anymore. So you've got to have a timer on it.
But that's good to know about Mossman because my wife, and this is absolutely truth, my kids don't go trick-or-treating in our street because I'm not a party
you're right.
So we don't even do it in our suburb. No. My wife takes them to, let's not lie, a more posher suburb.
That's true.
And I encourage it because I don't want any part of it, but I go, kids, go over to Mum, go to Mossman, come back with a Porsche.
They do that. Now, in suburbs all around Australia, there are prime
It's like robbing
streets.
A house where they approve of it. Take our stuff.
It's like Steven Spielberg movie. It's like E.T., you know, when all the kids dress up and they're all doing trick-or-treating.
You mentioned your costume, which I think this year, which is an absolute cracker.
Yes, I'm going as the poo jogger. All I have to do is just get a blonde ponytail wig and a pink outfit from Lululemon. And I'm sorted.
And you're giving out Snickers bars.
It's
another Snickers bar. It's life size.
You can get you can get the toilet paper off the mummy. Say, Sitchy.
All sorted.
Sitchy, quick.
It's a family.
The poo jogger needs you.
We wish you well with Halloween. Don't be such a curmudgeon. about the whole thing.
A Grinch.
A Grinch.
Yeah. Do it for the kids, mate.
Yeah, well, do it for the kids.
Look, the thing is with me is that Halloween, of course, is American, so I don't want my kids embracing that too much. And also, too, Christmas is coming up, and I'm thinking about cancelling that as well. So,
can you do me one favour?
Good time guy.
Can you do me just one favour?
Wow. Yeah,
can you
sure.
Do up one of those buttons.
Did you say undo one button?
No, sure.
No. Showing nipple.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my eyes.
Nipple slip. Mick, look at this. Side boob.
Oh, hang on a minute. I think we're done.
There's your trick or treat.
Star Lane Wines in Orange, the 16th of November. Grapesofmirth.com.au. Merrick Watts, Kennedy Malloy.
Having me.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
All your dreams are dashed.
How dare you?
All you talk about is eternal groundswell.
How dare you?
How dare you?
All right.
Yes, this is in honour of Greta Thunberg. Who is, she got offered another award the other day and refused it. She said, I've got enough.
See, no grown-up ever does that, do they?
This is a little girl who's got middle-aged white men very angry. And
She knows what she's doing.
She should be people, what was it, Time Magazine?
Time Magazine Person of the Year. That still hasn't been announced yet.
But anyway, our new segment is How Dare You. In your honour.
I don't even know where to start.
Can I start?
Okay, go.
Dirty, rotten asthma sufferers.
What?
Your carbon footprint, thanks to
rubbish.
Your inhalers,
this is
you may as well be eating a massive piece of meat.
How dare you?
No, for God's sake, no, I don't believe this.
Have a think about it.
Read your stupid
selfish
story.
Selfish asthma
read some facts
sufferers.
Before you attack
many people
everybody?
With asthma could cut their carbon footprint and help save the environment by switching to greener medications.
What?
Swap to one that has a less eco impact. What you're doing is you may as well be having a big piece of meat. You may as well be slaughtering.
who thought of that analogy?
You may as well be slaughtering a
That's
cow.
Dumb.
You may as well kill a cow.
Because of the greenhouse emissions.
Yep.
I wouldn't think it's big for an asthma sufferer.
Two puffs.
Not separate your rubbish. You may as well not separate any rubbish.
You may as well just stay in a house and
you selfish
don't go out.
Asthma inhaler, you.
Please don't take this seriously, anybody.
Yeah, that's
no.
Right.
Keep
Don't
using
call.
Your.
It's not all about you.
Keep using your asthma spray. Keep using Ventolin.
As much as you want to make yourself.
Go for
Ventolin.
It.
Big hole in my ozone layer.
Yeah, I'm ripping that one up.
Thanks a lot.
Well done, Jane.
Ripping that up.
It's ridiculous.
What do you say?
Stupid and irresponsible.
Yeah.
Huh. You're irresponsible airing that.
Go without. Run the gauntlet.
How dare you?
Give it a crack.
Rafael Nadal.
What's the worst that could happen?
A lot.
What's the worst that could
Shut
happen?
Shut up. Rafael Nadal got married, everyone. I know. Okay, after the wedding.
What are you suggesting?
I'm just saying unusual. I didn't think he'd get married, that's all. I thought he was a confirmed bachelor.
What's the subtext of what you're saying?
No subtext. I thought, I've never seen him with a girlfriend. I never even heard of this bird he married. His longtime girlfriend, Ziska Parello. Ziska Parello. Oh, my God, did I just do the Spanish accent?
I'm glad she wasn't Japanese.
Gloria from Modern Family there for a while.
What's your point? What's the
news? He had less than 24-hour honeymoon.
Oh.
How dare you?
So Ziska Parello has been waiting all this time to get married. I've gone waited and waited for you in all your stupid tennis matches.
Can I tell you something?
And now it's about me for a change. And he cuts the honeymoon short.
Can I tell you something?
So we can play tennis.
He's had five setters that have gone longer than that honeymoon.
You're right. How dare you? How dare you cut?
Do you think she's a bit shortchanged?
Totally.
Do you reckon he sealed the deal? Or
well, I don't
still
know if
over
time she's probably exhausted.
Do you
after
be ball
planning
boys
the
standing around the bed?
That's it.
I wouldn't go there if I was you. All right, here. Have you
can
got
I more? Do one? I've
yeah.
got one.
Yeah.
There's a call for the New Zealand All Blacks to axe the haka.
What? How dare you?
Really?
This can't
and guess
be
where it's coming
big.
From?
Where?
Inside New Zealand.
What?
The New Zealand Herald sports writer Chris Ritu has made a sensational call for the All Blacks to drop the haka after England were fined for its response. In a piece that's sure to rattle the cage of many Kiwis, he's argued that the All Blacks are giving them it's not giving the All Blacks a middle edge. In fact, it's distracting them from the business at hand, which is winning a game of football.
You're joking.
Wow.
He says the All Blacks go on the field to win test matches, not conduct de facto advertising campaigns or make cultural statements.
Jeez. What do you reckon the big talkback conversation in New Zealand is today?
Oh, my God.
As I said, I don't mind them doing the haka as long as we get to do the nut push. That's my...
That seems fair enough.
Do your haka and then we'll drop a bit.
Have I got time for one more?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. There was a funeral in Germany and... Well, let's just say there was some chocolate cake served. And after the funeral, people experienced nausea and dizziness. In fact, were quite lightheaded. In fact, were in a very good mood. That was because one of the daughters of the employee of the restaurant where they went to baked a cannabis cake.
How dare you?
She actually baked it for a separate occasion. And in a crazy mix-up, the cannabis cake went to the funeral and the chocolate cake that was meant for the funeral was for an 18th birthday party.
What type of funeral? Was it actually a burial or was it ashes? That'd be baked at hot temperatures.
Yes, that's
right. What's a wake without a bit of hash cake?
They would have had fun. They would have had a great send-off.
Yeah, that would have
celebration.
Open the coffin. Have him walking him around Weekend at Bernie's style. Bit of a laugh.
It was hash cake. Wow. That's full on.
I love it. 133353, your chance to get involved right here, right now.
How dare you?
How dare you? Yeah. Come on, get involved.
Got some prizes too. Give us a ring. 133353.
How dare you?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it is How Dare You. And you get involved. 133353.
Calm the farm, Greta. Gee, she's on the
She's good. I love her.
I like her a lot.
I like her
she's
too.
She's a ripper.
Okay, I've got one for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Brisbane. This is a Brisbane story. Mm-hmm. They've rolled out a bitumen mix in Brisbane that destroys Hoon's tyres.
Oh. How dare you?
Not on.
What do you mean?
It is a God-given right to hoon your car.
Of course
in this
it is.
Country.
Circle
you
work.
You get your car, do a bit of circle
Donuts.
Work.
Donuts.
Yep. You get caught. If you don't.
Good luck to you.
Well played.
Right.
We're not encouraging hoonism.
Well,
we're just saying if you do it, good luck to you.
Just saying it's part of rites of passage. Just
make sure you wear your seatbelt.
It's a traditional ceremony. I take it a hoon, but wear your seatbelt. Yeah. Is that your advice?
That's my advice.
You're really
seatbelts save lives.
Okay, even if you're hooning. So a bitumen mix that destroys the tyres of hooning cars will be used in a second Brisbane industrial area after hooning complaints dropped to zero.
So what do they put in the mix? Is it something that shreds
them? Well, it'll be really
rough.
Yeah. So the minute you try and shenanigans, it'll tear or rip it to pieces. One answer here, guys.
That's a bit dystopian, isn't it?
Hoons, monster truck tyres. Hoons, I'm telling you, don't take this lying down. Yeah. Let's fight the power. Yeah. Let's fight the man.
I think that's bizarre.
What do you mean? Well, shred your tyres.
Haven't they got better things to do?
Hoons or?
The people putting the bitumen down, the councils. Go and get people educated better. Go and get ice off the streets. Come on.
How dare you?
Wow.
You should run for...
That's really... That's
your... We're up there.
No, well, Kerry-Anne Kenny style.
I never knew
here.
You were so pro-hooning.
I'm not pro-hooning. I'm just saying, God, who cares? They're an industrial estate. No one's living there. Who cares?
If you're going to hoon, that's probably the place to hoon.
Yeah. I would have thought so.
I would go and watch this, though, so you'd see some action. Yeah. See
smoke it up.
No, mate, don't smoke it up. That's irresponsible.
Oh, beg your pardon.
But you can hoon.
Okay.
All right.
No, you can't smoke them up.
Smoke
them
up.
All right. I've got
part
one.
Of it.
Have you got one?
The sexual use of the eggplant and peach is now banned on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh.
As
How
of
dare you?
Yesterday.
That is bang out of
really?
Order.
Yes, you cannot now use, in terms of, hey, how you doing? What's up? Emoji eggplant or peachy peach.
I've copped a few peaches.
Yeah, that fascinates me. What does that mean? Peachy ass, is that what's supposed to be?
I think it's a bum, isn't it?
It's a bottom.
You think every text you receive is that?
Well, hang on, but how do they monitor that?
Because
so if they see you send an eggplant,
Which, by the way, there you go. You should be more nervous about the fact that they're monitoring what you're sending, and then they know when you're sending an emoji.
That's the story isn't it?
There's your lead.
Yeah, no, we're going to start to edit that. Mark's on the line. Mark, what's your how dare you?
I wonder how dare you, Jane Kennedy, for calling
lollies
candy.
Oh, that's right. The Americanization of this great country continues. Jane, why would you say candy?
We call them lollies here.
Lollies.
I know we call them lollies here.
It's a disgrace.
Oh,
that's ropeable. No, mate, you're right. You're right,
I think
Mark.
That's overstating it, Mark.
We spent all our time buying 20 cents worth of mixed lollies as kids.
Yeah. I just like the word candy.
Getting around in our
like
lolly
that.
Bags. You don't say I'm going down candy the bench with candy bags.
Yeah,
well, you should. It'd sound better. Well, all right, Mark, I take your point.
Good point, Mark. I like what you're saying. Sarah's on the line. Sarah, who have you got in your sights?
Well, I'm actually ringing to back you up for your excellent advice on asthmatics. Not taking insulin. But I have to clarify, I'm asthmatic.
Yes.
I've got three sons all asthmatic. One is actually CF, cystic fibrosis.
Yep.
But if all asthmatics, and I knew this is where you were going, Nick, if they all took their preventers properly, they wouldn't need the relievers, which are the CFCs and the preventers.
Thank you.
How dare you.
There you go. Yes. Without even knowing it, you're doing one for all.
Good on you, Sarah.
Sarah,
and your family of boys, to never get on the Ventolin together, to be like a wind section in an orchestra or something, wouldn't it?
Oh, it's an interesting bathroom with all those spaces.
Prize for Sarah.
Yeah, prize for you.
You're going to go see Cold Chisel, coldchisel.com to get the tickets, but two tickets coming your way for the Blood Moon Tour.
Take Chisels! Sarah.
Take the boys.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh,
hey, good on you, Sarah. You're a good sport. That's the way. See?
You have just fluked that.
Yeah, no, completely. I haven't.
You did not even know what a CFC is.
I take a punt.
You don't know anything. You just fluked that
man
whole
of the people.
Story.
I'm a visionary.
Hello,
I'm
Wayne.
Head of the curve.
How
Wayne, what is your how dare you?
How dare the referees rip off Canberra and made me lose my mullet?
Mate, how dare you?
Hang on, Wayne. You've got to let this go, mate. How many weeks ago was this?
Hey, mate, I'm a Tigers supporter, so I don't really care.
Ah, well, you swings a merry-go-round.
Hey, Wayne, when you said lose my mullet, do you mean really lose my mullet?
Oh, I had to shave it right off to a number zero.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Because the Raiders lost.
Yes.
If that's not inspiration for them to do better next year, I don't know what.
Thank you, Wayne.
Quite as well, don't Wayne.
Sorry about that. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How dare you what?
How dare, this is so un-Australian. My son has just been started playing junior basketball and we get charged on top of all the fees and uniform to go and watch him play.
What?
How dare
You're
you?
You're joking.
How?
You mean at the basketball court?
Yes.
Oh, come off it.
You actually have to pay. If you're over 18, you have to go and pay for what? Your BS. Son playing it.
Hey, I've been there, done that, Cheryl. What I used to be annoyed about was the car parking situation. Then you're right, and you've got to pay for the coach, you've got to pay for this. I didn't mind the coach being paid for, but on top of that, rubbish. I'm with you.
They should put that bitumen down in the car park.
Yeah, they should put that bitumen
down.
Tears
up your tyres. Cheryl, harden up. Come on. Cheryl, you don't really like...
Australian.
Do you love your kids?
I do.
Oh, you got a fork out. How much is it, by the way?
Oh, look, it's $4 each.
No, stick that up your ass. That's rubbish.
That is rubbish.
Sneak in.
Thank you, Cheryl.
So, Georgia, it's $4 each. Choose your favourite child and go and watch them play, Cheryl. That's all I can tell you.
Thank you, Cheryl.
One more. Got time. Quickly.
G'day,
Quick
Nick.
One, Nick. What is it, buddy?
How dare they have skate parks and not hoon parks?
Bang.
How dare you?
Well, there you go.
Give him a prize. No hoon parks.
Prize back coming your way.
Good on you, Nick.
Nick, all thank right. you. That's how dare you. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is thanks to the Holden Colorado, which is now backed with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range.
Have you checked that?
No,
you're not mucking around. It is 7 years.
Authorised by Holden. Yeah.
That's a lifetime.
This is what I say at night now. Instead of when we sit down at dinner, I say, everybody, this meal tonight is tough, trusted and proven.
Whoa.
Oh.
Well, that's what you say about the Holden Colorado.
What's the Latin for that? Because that should be a crest that comes on the bonnet.
Tuffetus.
Of the great Holden Colorado, if you don't mind. We've got a Colorado owner on the line, as is the tradition at this time in the show. Kai's on the line. Kai, tell us about your Holden Colorado. What colour?
G'day, Kennedy. It's a dark shadow is the colour, so dark blue.
Dark shadow, but it's called dark shadow.
Oh, that's mysterious.
It sounds like a Batman villain.
It does.
Hey, it looks tough. Hot. I'm looking at a picture of it now, Kai. I really think it looks really cool.
When do you enjoy driving it? In the daytime or the nighttime? Because it looks like either to me. It looks like it could handle itself in the brutish conditions of the daytime or be a slinky David Niven type in the night.
Depending on the conditions, the night run four-wheel driving is always a bit of fun, gets a bit cooler.
baby. Nighttime four-wheel driving in the Holden, Colorado. Oh,
what do you do at night in your Holden, Colorado, may I ask? And remember, we're live on air.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So just a couple of different four-wheel drive tracks during the day. It's one thing, but it amps up the excitement during the night time when you can't see everything nice and easy.
So. And I've got a photo of you here in the dark shadow. Yeah. Batman could drive this thing. It looks like a dark night kind of car. And you're up on two wheels as we speak, and you look at high in the saddle behind the wheel. This is a cool. Now, you've got some add-ons. What did you add on to the Holden, Colorado?
So I wanted to go a bit different to every bull bar you normally see. So I've got a custom one out of Melbourne, MPC rocker bars with a winch, bash plates underneath, some lights, and then I made my own custom tub rack because I didn't like what everyone else had. So.
He's got a bull bar with a winch.
Yeah.
Led spotlights, custom flare wheels,
and
tires.
And the tub rack.
And the
What's a tub rack?
The what?
What's a tub rack?
So a tub rack is an extra level above the main body of your tub.
Yeah.
So when you fill it up, you've got a secondary level to start putting more stuff on top.
That's so cool.
I would like to see this entered in a monster truck competition.
because you
could crush other monster trucks in this particular car. When you're behind the wheel, Kai, do you just feel like you own the world and everything in it?
I certainly do. It can have quite a few more mods, but definitely straight off the bat, they come well.
Do you have a nickname for it?
No, I don't actually name my cars. I probably just have that many. I'd lost the naming.
You name this one because there's a 7-year warranty out on this one, so it's not going anywhere. Where's your favourite place you've taken it?
It'd be top of Fraser Island.
That's the epicentre, isn't it?
Tricky.
That is the home of the Holden, Colorado, the natural habitat of the Holden, Colorado, up there on Fraser Island, on the beach, on the four-wheel drive track, day or night.
You're a champion in that, Kai. Good on
there
you.
There it is.
We love hearing about it.
Well done, Kai.
Good on you, Kai. Price back coming your way.
Satisfied, Omer.
Colorado, now back with 7 years free schedule servicing across a 4x4 range. Thanks.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Stay in touch anytime. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, the catch up as well. Kennedy Molloy.
Hey, some fantastic news. Have you heard about this? So HBO, who had Game of Thrones, have announced, this is true, that they're going to do a prequel, an entire series of Game of Thrones from 300 years earlier.
Oh, no kidding.
So it's called The Era of the Dragon or...
Enter the Dragon.
No, that's a Jackie Chan movie. That's a,
not Jackie not Chan. Chan.
You know, tell your,
Bruce Lee.
Tell your accent.
Bruce Lee.
So anyway.
So you're saying, I'm sitting here having watched the entire series of Game of Thrones, being all over it, listening to you try and tell me information about Game of Thrones and a prequel. Do you think I'm going to take this seriously?
This is not great news for me because I'm still working my way through Game of Thrones. In fact, last night I watched season 5, EP4. What a fantastic episode. Now, spoiler alert for
season
5.
Episode
4. The Lannisters was a great episode. They owe a lot of money to the Iron Bank. Do you know what the Iron Bank is?
Yes,
Jane.
I do.
Anyway, there was an outrageous attack on one of Littlefinger's brothels.
I've told you not to say that word on this radio.
Littlefinger's brothels. I'd like a membership there. Yeah. And so much more.
What happened with Jon Snow?
Jon Snow is shitting me. It's just too good. You're making us all look bad.
Yeah.
Well, Melisandre attempted to seduce Jon Snow, but he resisted. You know why? Because he still loves a grit.
So that's who he married in real life.
That little, remember, didn't he root her in a rock pool?
Okay.
Was it a rock pool?
Snow.
Describe it that
way.
In the snow. They were wearing some kind of fur. It's hot.
He married her in real life.
I beg your pardon?
He married her in real life.
And then cheated on her, didn't he?
According to the British...
Jon Snow.
Press.
Didn't see that in the notes. Yeah, Tyrion's up to no good.
Tyrion.
Anyway, please, if you've seen season 5, EP5, don't tell me because I don't spoil it.
This is just really distressing me that you're even talking about.
So then there's another whole series, so I'm going to have to watch this and then go back and watch the prequels.
Okay. So HBO have announced that, definitely.
They did. But better get cracking.
Yes. Good
How are you? How far are you up to? where you're
I finished the entire... Of course I've finished
Because you know what it's about,
series.
Don't you, Dave? So yeah. there's seven
kingdoms.
Kingdoms, but there's only one... There's only one there's crown, Jane. There's one throne.
Yeah.
And the
with
idea
lots of
is
knives in it.
You need to get
lots
to,
of swords in it.
You've got to get to the throne.
Okay. What's coming up
spoiler
tomorrow?
Spoiler alert.
Who have we got tomorrow?
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Will Anderson's on the show.
Spoiler alert. Oh,
Will Anderson.
Good.
Yeah. Fantastic. We're going to talk to him. He's doing a fantastic show for Red Dust.
Oh, brilliant.
Triple M stand up comedy night. I can't wait to get to the bottom of that. He's okay. always hilarious. I'll be up to no good, as per usual.
Oh, we're talking about during today's show, I was talking about the outrage of school photos being touched up as an option if you would like to change the image of your child. And Shamik has gone, why don't they say it how it is? If your kid's ugly, we can fix the photos for the next
That's basically it, isn't it? Tick here.
What do you.
Oh, this is.
I was quite good in my school photos.
Should bring it in.
It's kind of like
I'm not going to talk about
one. Guys wanted to be me and girls wanted to do me, even from a young age.
Got tickets on
you could see it was like a young Mel Gibson.
Oh my god!
They didn't like the Brendan Novak.
I was
didn't
drunk.
Like, Brendan Novak didn't like the idea that the woman mentioned she has to pay to watch her son's basketball. Even kids have to pay to enter the netball facility in southern Tasmania. Freaking rip off! Most of the time we're outside in the weather.
All right, let it go. Yeah.
Don't you know what I don't know means?
Kennedy Malloy, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Another Kennedy Malloy adventure is complete. And with the Holden Colorado, every day is an adventure. Now with 7 years free scheduled servicing across the 4x4 range, you're free to take on anything. Visit Holden.com for more details.